Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 7 till the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me, little Dire Straits, bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Steve DelBianco, NetChoice.org, folks. He's the executive director there. Steve, tell us about NetChoice.
Jim, NetChoice is the trade association of e-commerce and online companies, the name brands that all of you know, AOL, Facebook, Google, eBay, Yahoo, VeriSign. These are all the companies that engage with NetChoice to fight battles around the country and around the world to keep the Internet safe, free expression, and free enterprise.
And another little company that you know very well, but you don't hear said very much, and that's Small Business Network, Inc., is an original founding member of NetChoice.
And exactly, and one of our best supporters. Thank you, Jim.
So, folks, I encourage you to check it out, netchoice.org. Support them. Join the organization. Join their efforts. Read what they have to say. Make sure you're happy with it. But I can tell you right now, if you're a small business, if you're a consumer, if you're a person who enjoys the benefits that you're getting from the online world, from the online capability, folks, this is where the battleground is going to be here in the marketplace. It's going to be in the cloud. It's not going to be in the bricks and mortars. It's been elevated to the cloud. Steve, talk to us some more about some of the things that you're also working on, like encryption and security, privacy, and those things.
Yeah, so much of that, Jim, has to do with the cloud. And I'm very comfortable seeing big companies battle each other to win the hearts and minds of consumers and small business. That's fine. The battles we're worried about is that when a government decides that anything as important as the Internet or as critical as the cloud just has to be controlled by government. And that is an attitude that used to be reserved for the United Nations and European countries, but our own governments in every state are just as guilty, where they want to control what is happening in the cloud. And the cloud isn't housed in their own state. But their consumers may use cloud-based servers that happen to be in California, Texas, or Virginia, or they might even be overseas. The cloud-based computing is why we're into privacy concerns and, as you just mentioned, encryption concerns. If your data in the cloud is encrypted, that's going to help make you feel safer about your private data. But if the government believes it needs to do an investigation, should it have the power to force those companies to unencrypt and turn over your own personal data as part of an investigation? You know, usually the courts prevail. If you've got a court order or a warrant, the companies are going to comply. They have to comply. But what if it's just a simple investigation or an inquiry from a state? I want those companies to resist those requests and force the government to follow the court order process and get warrants.
And so are companies not doing that? Are they dropping their shields easier than that?
No, the companies have shown a great deal of fortitude at standing up the government requests. But a lot of that changed in late 2016 when it turned out that candidate Donald Trump and many others claimed that, I guess, in the politically expedient battle against terrorism, they were going to throw privacy under the bus. Yeah. And have made a lot of noise about boycotting companies who didn't comply with requests and investigations, whereas a court order is the only way they should have to comply.
Mm-hmm.
So I worry that the rhetoric of that is going to come right from the White House.
And what I worry about, Steve, is that there's so many different players at so many different levels, and there's so much politics involved, and that's coming from so many different directions and in different colors, that it's very difficult for the average person living their life out there to figure out who the good guys and the bad guys are today.
Jim, you use the metaphor of signal and noise many times, and you're so right in this case. The noise out there from many different quarters would completely confuse any of us as to figure out where's the real signal here. Where's the truth? When there's so much noise that's contradictory, saying opposite things about the very same situation.
Mm-hmm. And see, folks, this is why you hear me talking about finding organizations and vetting them early on and seeing if their thinking, their efforts are aligned with yours. and then just following those people. And you don't have to be the expert. Support those people, as like I do, Steve, and in his work at NetChoice, Karen Kerrigan over at Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, the NFIB, organizations like that. I look to those people to tell me what's going on and where I should focus my attention, because I can't keep up with all of it, just like you can't. Steve, I appreciate you being one of our trusted advisors on this.
Jim, thank you for all you do. Really appreciate
and
it.
And I need a website again, please.
www.netchoice.org.
Netchoice.org.
Happy New Year, Jim.
Hey, thanks, same to you. Steve DelBianco, ladies and gentlemen, please do yourself a favor. Check out that website, netchoice.org. You'll thank me later. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.